This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is saying that later today it will release a fully unredacted transcript of a telephone call President Trump had with the Ukrainian president, during which time Trump is alleged to have pressured his Ukrainian counterpart into investigating Joe Biden and his son. It's prompted Democrats to declare a start to formal impeachment proceedings. The Republican ranking member of the House Judiciary Panel, Doug Collins, says he has a message for Democrats.
The House of Representatives is not an arm of the DCCC campaign committee. They need to get to governing instead of attacking this president.
The Navy says it's investigating a string of suicides of sailors serving on the USS George H.W. Bush aircraft carrier, three happening in less than a week earlier this month. Officials say the incidents all happened at off-base locations and don't appear to be connected. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A white Dallas police officer who said she thought she was in her apartment when she fatally shot her black neighbor in his apartment last year had no drugs or alcohol in her system at the time, according to a police detective who testified yesterday on day two of Amber Geiger's murder trial. Prosecutors say Geiger should have noticed she was on the wrong floor, and they say she was distracted by a phone and text conversation. Her defense lawyers have argued she fired in self-defense, thinking that she was in her home and that Botham Jean was a burglar. A new national poll shows Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren running slightly ahead of former Vice President Joe Biden.
She's picked up 10, 12 points in the last month and a half. You'd have to call it a huge swing. Everybody else has sort of disappeared in the distance.
That's Quinnipiac University pollster Tim Malloy speaking to NBC News. Some recent polls of Democrats in Iowa and New Hampshire also showed Warren ahead. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Ohio police are investigating some reports that someone fired shots at striking GM workers near Cleveland yesterday. Officers were called early yesterday morning to that GM stamping plant where shots had been fired from a passing car, according to witnesses, but no injuries were reported. GM workers are still picketing nationwide, demanding better pay, benefits, and job security for younger workers. Police are investigating after two stolen vehicles crashed into each other in Jackson, Mississippi. Authorities say it was two unrelated cases of vehicle theft which led to the crash. One vehicle had been stolen from a gas station. The other had been taken from near the Jackson State University campus before they collided yesterday. Occupants of the two vehicles fled on foot. Officers did catch one of the injured suspects a short distance away. At last check, they were still looking for the other. 60 years after it brought the world the Barbie doll, Mattel is out with a line of gender-neutral dolls. Mattel says its Creatable World dolls will invite kids to customize dolls that are not dictated by gender norms. And the original stars of Jurassic Park are being brought back for Jurassic World 3. Jeff Goldblum, Laura Dern, and Sam Neill will reunite for the new movie, which is set for release in June of 2021. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. She is here with us, Michelle Malkin. We're going to be talking about her new book, Open Borders, Who's Funding America's Destruction? Just to remind you, Michelle, of course, is a wife, mother, American conservative blogger, syndicated columnist, political commentator, number one New York Times best-selling author, started her career in 1992 as a columnist. Michelle, it's been a whirlwind since then, nonstop for you. Obviously, what it is that you have to say, people want to hear.
I hope so, and I have no plans on stopping anytime soon. This is my seventh book. It's also my longest book at nearly 500 pages, and I felt very compelled to stuff as much information about who's funding America's destruction, the hundreds and hundreds of entities that I identify as members of what I call Open Borders, Inc., Open Borders Incorporated, on both the left and right, and how it endangers American sovereignty and safety.
Well, Michelle, this is the thing. I mean, it's the old axiom, follow the money. And this is quite revelatory, you know, who you brought out, and that, you know, because I've heard the argument before that it's both sides contributing. But here as well, you've documented it pretty well, and it's almost inarguable at this point.
Yes, I start out with a chapter on what I call the caravan cartel. People have wondered who it is that is sponsoring all the illegal alien caravans that we've seen pressing across the border, these surges that happen every summer, every Thanksgiving, every spring, at Easter time. And the phenomenon has escalated under Trump, but it certainly didn't start under him. Mm-hmm. The establishment of a shelter network, for example, that stretches from Central America all the way through Mexico and into the interior of our country, was subsidized not just by George Soros, but in large part by collection plate donations by unsuspecting members of the Catholic Church, Lutherans, and the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. It stretches across religious affiliations. People don't realize that many of these non-governmental organizations are also tax-exempt non-profit groups as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, and this came out recently as well, so I'm glad that you're bringing this out and to the forefront again, Michelle, and that is that these religious institutions are involved in what we would say is a diabolical move and challenge against our very constitutional principles.
Yes, it does. And sovereignty should be what is the ultimate goal of any of our policies, and certainly our immigration policy. And yet from Open Borders Inc. propagandists, you hear that we should be guided by Statue of Liberty's poem written by Emma Lazarus, and that we should pretty much welcome every last willing worker or refugee in the world. The problem is that our asylum system has been largely abused by people who manufacture false stories of persecution and then come here to do untoward things. I have an appendix in the book that lists 60 of what I call refugee jihadi, refugees who come to this country to wage jihad on Americans or go back to their home countries and kill their own people.
Right. Well, their argument has been couched all around, as you say, the Statue of Liberty statement, which has been taken out of context and conveniently adjusted for their agenda in the spirit of what that is saying and where we are. Those are two different things, because when you look at the refugee number, the actual number, what are we talking here? 10%, less than 10% are actual refugees after everything is said and done and they've been properly vetted?
Yeah, so there's a total of about 3 million, and they're redistributed from around the world into unsuspecting neighborhoods and towns across America. And I cannot tell you, I can't estimate for you how many of them are fake, but what I can tell you is that at the southern border, we have now a manufacturing of asylum stories, coaching that is going on all the way extending into these poor Central American neighborhoods. They know that if they can put their foot on American soil and turn themselves in at Border Patrol sectors, that they will be caught and released. And the Trump administration is finally trying to do something about that and shut off those magnets. But in the meantime, this racket is inducing illegal alien parents to do incredibly reckless things with their children who are being abused by coyotes.
Exactly.
And then those coyotes are paying off the drug cartels, which charge a premium to get across the finish line. And you're enriching a lot of people who have no compassion at all.
Exactly. Michelle, the thing has been shocking to me, with me being Hispanic, I know the value of families. And what we're talking about is Latin countries here, in this particular case, sending their young daughters on this treacherous trip, dealing with coyotes, drug runners, sex traffickers, the whole ilk here. And the parents giving their daughters, their young daughters, birth control pills, saying, you probably need to take this because chances are you are going to be sexually abused on this trek that you're about to take. It boggles my mind that Hispanic parents would do that to their children.
It is bone-chilling, and ultimately people do respond to incentives, and I cannot blame people who perceive themselves to be in desperate, dire straits to do desperate, dire things.
Mm-hmm.
So then who do we really blame for this? Well, I talk about all the Open Borders, Inc. entities that are involved in creating these irresistible pull factors. And what we have to do is start defunding the people who are making money off of it. And
right.
And that means reexamining the tax-exempt status of many of these groups who really should be criminally prosecuted for aiding, abetting, harboring, and sheltering illegal immigration.
Yeah. How are they solving the problem?
So on my end, I think knowledge is power, and the first thing is to shed sunlight on all of this and be transparent about what's going on. The Trump administration is fighting in court at every level against what I call the illegal alien lawyers lobby, but ultimately I think that enforcement is the most compassionate policy of all. We already are spending massive record amounts of foreign aid to these very countries, and what citizens in those home countries need to do is start holding their own elites accountable for continuing to keep their people in a state of misery and, you know, economic oppression. What's really going on here? Rather than reward these leaders, we should be holding them accountable for saving their own countries and making them safe enough places that people feel like they can stay there and be prosperous and safe.
Yeah, the thing is shocking to me is you get some of these pundits that really don't know what they're talking about and say, well, we need to give them money. Well, we've been giving them money. We have helped and supported them, but as you say, down to the street level, the people do not realize how much money their government has been given by we the people, by the United States, and it has been their corrupt government officials that have taken that money and used it for them and not for the people there.
Yeah, and I urge people to get a wider grasp of these numbers. I have a section at the beginning of the book called Open Borders, Inc. by the numbers. The total annual humanitarian spending by the U.S. on the rest of the world totals $8 billion. We spend hundreds of millions of dollars every year on refugee processing and resettlement. And, of course, what happens? Well, with specific or to illegal immigration. It's the drug cartels that are enriched by all of this. And then, of course, a lot of financial institutions. The remittances, the money transfers that are sent from illegal and legal alien workers in the U.S. back to Mexico alone in 2018 was $34 billion.
Wow.
This isn't about compassion. This is about the bottom line.
Exactly. Michelle Malkin is with us. Her new book, Open Borders, Inc. We've got more from Michelle after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is sponsored by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. With the first ever World Narcolepsy Day on Sunday, September 22nd, narcolepsy advocate and president and CEO of Project Sleep, Julie Flygar, is driving awareness about narcolepsy and sleep health.
Narcolepsy is an under-recognized sleep disorder that is often misdiagnosed. Many people with narcolepsy experience symptoms for many years before receiving an accurate diagnosis. Children with narcolepsy are especially at risk for delays in diagnosis since there is a general lack of awareness among physicians that narcolepsy can be a pediatric condition. In fact, more than half of people with narcolepsy say their symptoms started before the age of 18. That's why getting an appropriate assessment by a sleep specialist is extremely important. Knowledge is power. This World Narcolepsy Day helps raise awareness, learn more, and celebrate narcolepsy heroes.
For more information, visit ProjectSleep.com or take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener and find a sleep specialist at MoreThanTired.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and over 300 markets across this great country of ours. Hey, I'm honored to be talking with Michelle Malkin. Her new book, Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction, is quite an eye-opener. It really brings to measure here, Michelle, the importance of why, if you are forming your opinion based on on 8-second sound bites, you're not getting the whole truth and nothing but.
Yeah, that's right. It was unsatisfying to me to go on cable TV, and I've done that for about 15, 16 years now, and have leaders and listeners asking, well, why is this happening? Where's the money going? What are the accurate numbers? And that's why I sat down. This is not an easy read. This is not a vanity project. It's really a reference guide, especially as we head into the next election cycle.
Exactly.
These are existential questions that we face, and every single community in the country has to grapple with the fact that the failure to secure the southern border, the failure to vet people properly who are coming into the front door, imposes costs on all of us.
And not to mention the other unintended consequences. Michelle, I got in a lot of trouble here a couple of months ago because I had said basically what's going on in California. I was born and raised in California. I went back and saw the increasing homelessness that was going on, human feces in the street, drug needles. This was an absolute recipe, I said, for an epic disease outbreak. And shortly after I'd made that statement, it was noted that measles was now being dealt with. And then the LA Times here recently, a couple weeks ago, reported that medieval disease, quote unquote, medieval diseases have returned to Southern California. Ebola and the Black Plague are showing up. This is all a result of a combination of things. The open borders, homelessness, people coming in, even the CDC has said, we've got people coming in from these third world countries that are bringing in diseases and immunities that American citizens have not been exposed to.
Yeah, Open Borders Inc. is literally toxic, and you make a great case there for why we need to have proper vetting of people, whether they're waltzing across the desert or landing at airports or seaports of entry. I mean, that alone should cause at least some sort of unanimous agreement among people across the spectrum. Mm-hmm. Particularly at a time when, many of these same forces are uniting to mandate vaccines for everybody else.
I mean, right.
How could you do that and not impose the same sort of standards on people who are coming here from other countries?
Ridiculous. Exactly. Yeah, no, it is ridiculous. The other thing that you mentioned in terms of lack of compassion or how law is compassionate, look at what we're doing. We're becoming complicit with the drug runners and the sex traffickers. These young girls, what they're subjected to, Michelle, is incredible. You know, I was reading a story here recently where you get these young girls in these sex trafficking camps that will have sex as many as 20 times before noon. They get a couple hours break, you know, lucky for them, and then they come back and they do an evening service again, another 20, 30 people that they will take care of. I mean, this is what these young girls are going through, and their life expectancy now has been reduced to maybe 4 to 5 years.
It's terrible. The number of people that are smuggled across Mexico to the southern U.S. border every year is about 800,000. The annual revenue from southern border smuggling and its enterprise is between $3.7 billion and $4.2 billion a year. You think of the human wreckage that involves the suffering that you just talked about of these girls and women, and yet it's people who advocate enforcing our law and our borders that are the ones that are accused of being heartless or anti-immigrant. Who's speaking up for these girls and women who are being preyed upon? And then, of course, it comes across to the border and infiltrating public school systems all across the country. I was recently in Montgomery County, Maryland, where finally grassroots citizens are revolting against that sanctuary space because MS-13 is preying not just on girls and women, but on young boys there, beating them up if they refuse to join the gangs.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly violent and bringing and importing a culture that is antithetical and suicidal when you think about it, when you think about the fabric of our country and civilizational survival.
Yeah, you talk about beating them up. I mean, it's more than beating them up. I mean, beyond even MS-13 with all the machete murders that they've been doing, a story in Southern California of a young kid, high school kid, they ripped his heart out, Michelle. They ripped his heart out. It is disgusting what they are doing, and it's like Atlas Shrugged here. What is going on? And then you've got the governor of California just promoting more of the same and going, wait a minute, you're adding to the problem. You're adding fuel to the fire. Can you not see that?
Yeah, and there's no safe space from these illegal alien sanctuary spaces. That's the problem. I mean, I moved from the Beltway, which had been increasingly become a sanctuary jurisdiction, to Colorado. Mm-hmm. Same thing is happening in Colorado. I started out my visa career in Los Angeles, saw the early fissures of the this battle that was taking place right around Proposition 187, and then his grassroots patriots who supported that were demonized in much the same way that President Trump is demonized now.
Exactly. Well, and we've got no help from the Democratic Socialists. They've made it clear that the open borders is the order of the day. The squad continues to malign ICE and those agents, which are predominantly, I mean, if you look at the makeup of ICE, mostly Hispanic, and they're maligned in such a way that, you know, there's a total disconnect because this thing has gotten so emotional that it's no holds barred in how they will set up their argument and how the mainstream media will carry the water for them.
No question. I have a very important chapter in Open Borders Inc. called the A-Team. I identify them as the abolished ICE forces, Antifa, and the sanctuary anarchists. And the concerted propaganda campaign against ICE agents, as you say, many of them who are Hispanic or naturalized immigrants from other countries, who understand that having an orderly immigration system is good for other people around the world who want to partake in the American dream. You've got Hollywood and the media that recycle propaganda stories likening ICE agents to Nazi concentration camp guards. Nothing could be further from the truth. Anybody who's actually been inside an ICE facility like I have, whether it's government-run or privately-run, knows that they are far safer and cleaner and provide many more amenities in some cases than State Department of Correction facilities or county jails do.
Exactly. And Michelle, I was reading where you just called out Facebook, speaking of some of these outlets, for what they've allowed to happen. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Yes. Silicon Valley, unfortunately, has enabled many of these agitators who are inciting violence and waging a war on ICE. And I identified something that's happening in Colorado this week, where anarchists and Denver communists are marching to the private home of a warden of an ICE facility run privately in Aurora. And comments have been left that infer that the house of the warden should be set on fire, death threats that wish for him to be hung. We've had ICE facilities that have been shot at in San Antonio, Texas, Citizenship and Immigration Services buildings that have been targeted with people who threw Molotov cocktails at them in Florida, and then in Tacoma, Washington, an Antifa radical who attempted to firebomb and kill people inside an ICE facility who was shot by police. Thank goodness nobody was hurt in that case, but who left a manifesto arguing for violence against ICE facilities across the country.
This is how insane this has become, ladies and gentlemen. Michelle's new book, Open Borders, Inc., who's funding America's destruction. She tracks 400-plus nonprofits, religious charities, believe it or not, legal organizations, political lobbying groups, businesses, and government contractors involved in the push for illegal immigration and open borders. Michelle, the book available, of course, at all the usual places, and we're going to link it on our website. Where can they go directly to be in touch with you?
MichelleMalkin.com. You can track the latest on my Stand with ICE rallies, which I'm holding all across the country. OpenBordersInc.com for more information about where to get the book and where to get signed copies, et cetera. And then, of course, my Twitter page I'm still on it. I haven't been banned yet.
Right.
At Michelle Malkin.
Michelle, thank you so much for all your hard work and your dedication to the freedom principles of our U.S. Constitution. You're absolutely awesome. Congratulations on the book. And we look forward to, continuing the conversation with you. All the best.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is saying that later today it will release a fully unredacted transcript of a telephone call President Trump had with the Ukrainian president, during which time Trump is alleged to have pressured his Ukrainian counterpart into investigating Joe Biden and his son. It's prompted Democrats to declare a start to formal impeachment proceedings. The Republican ranking member of the House Judiciary Panel, Doug Collins, says he has a message for Democrats.
The House of Representatives is not an arm of the DCCC campaign committee. They need to get to governing instead of attacking this president.
The Navy says it's investigating a string of suicides of sailors serving on the USS George H.W. Bush aircraft carrier, three happening in less than a week earlier this month. Officials say the incidents all happened at off-base locations and don't appear to be connected. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804. Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, who would have thought that fighting for reason and things that make sense could be such a problem, huh? Only in today's America, but it just goes to show you that all things are not free. Liberty comes with a cost. And those of us who are committed to constitutional principles have to battle on. Because even from day one, you know, Jenny Beth Martin, let me bring you on here really quick to put this in perspective. Jenny is the co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots. You know, Jenny, from day one, when this country was brought together under this incredible, you know, blessing of an idea, the American dream, there was an antithetical viewpoint. It wasn't that they had 100% agreement and everybody said, oh, yeah, hey, we're going to do this. I mean, we have been fighting out the principles of this Constitution from day one, have we not?
We have been. You're absolutely right. And this week we're seeing the importance of making sure that we stick to the Constitution. And what the Democrats right now are trying to do is absurd. They're upset because they did not win the election. They've been upset since election night, and now they're trying to undo the election results.
Well, they've been doing this from, you know, like I said, from day one, and at what cost? I mean, this has cost we the people a lot of money, and we the people need to hold them into account, because after 3 years of all this impeachment talk and all this, you know, crud that they've put this country through, can we say, are we better off as a result of their leadership, or are we worse off?
No, there's no way they can say that we are better off. Their answer to everything right now is impeach Trump.
Border security? What are we going to do about it? Impeach Trump. What are we going to do about health care? Impeach Trump. What are we going to do about infrastructure? Impeach Trump. Every single problem that there is, their answer is just impeach Trump. It's not doing anything for the American people. Maybe it's doing something for the supporters of the constituents of the congresswomen who are part of the squad, like AOC, but they are radical, extreme leftist, and that is not what the majority of this country wants.
Well, as Donald Trump has pointed out time and again, America is for all. His policies have crossed, gender lines, race lines. The Democrats don't even know what to do about it because, meanwhile, staunch strongholds, whether it was Black America or Hispanics, that monolithically went to the Democrats are realizing they're losing their influence because the people are figuring it out. They're going, even under a Black president, were they better off? Or were they worse off? I mean, we got a bad taste for 8 years of Democratic policies, progressive policies, and it all but obliterated us. I mean, you talk about the return of the malaise of the Jimmy Carter administration days. I mean, this was that and then some. And we want to go back to that, even worse yet, Jenny Beth, because when you listen to what these Democrats, what Elizabeth Warren is putting down, and then you got Bernie Sanders, he's doubling down. Well, I can take that wealth tax and I can add more to it. And, I mean, it's like, what's going to be left and what's going to be able to run this country?
It would be scary. It's a very scary prospect. Imagine if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the chairman of or the administrator of the EPA.
Yeah.
It would be horrible for our country. We would not be able to produce oil the way that we currently are because I'm sure they would ban fracking. That's good for our economy. It's good for and the environment, and it is good for national security. Look what just happened with in Saudi Arabia.
Exactly.
The Democrats would undo the tax cuts. Our economy is booming from these tax cuts. Unemployment is at record lows, and record lows for across demographic lines in this country. I guess that they want to undo that and have more people who are dependent on the government and on welfare than are actually dependent on themselves and working and providing for themselves and their families. It's the contrast in what we would get from Democrats versus Republicans could not be more stark. And the fact is the Democrats don't like the way that the election results went. They're doing anything they can to undo the election results, and they know they can't beat Trump at the polls, so they're just trying to undo the election.
Well, without a doubt, and again, I refer everybody to Lindsey Graham's impassioned statement during the Kavanaugh hearings when he called out Democrats for their lust of power, and this is what it's all about. I mean, they are unrelenting. They want to have control. And control of a government and control of the people, basically, this is what it comes down to. And is America willing to sell its soul so that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the likes of Elizabeth Warren could be running this country and lead us down a path of, some glorious utopian that will never, ever be realized? I mean, because there's just never enough money in their world. I mean, it always comes to an end. And along the way, there is a body, a human destruction that's left in their wake historically, Jenny Beth. I mean, all this is empirical. And I got to tell you, with due respect to Ocasio-Cortez, and I have to bite my tongue just a bit to even say with due respect. I only respect her because she's a fellow humanoid. But, she just doesn't know better. I mean, how can you... I mean, she's not even an intellectual, what I would regard as an intellectual, on the topics. I mean, whenever you hear her talk, I mean, she invalidates herself time and again because of her ignorance. But yet the media wants us to believe in what she's saying when she contradicts and knows so little about what she's talking about.
Yes, she does know so little, and yet she's running the Democrat. She's the leader of the Democrats in the Congress. she pushed for impeachment. She pushed Speaker Pelosi to do this. And her social media following is one that is leading the country right now. Facts don't matter. Intelligence doesn't matter. It is all about popularity and hating President Trump. Who can hate President Trump the most?
Mm-hmm.
They don't just hate President Trump. They hate all of us who voted for President Trump.
Exactly.
They have utter disdain for us and our decisions and the election results.
Yeah, they're willing to cast off 50% of the country, Jenny Beth. I mean, think about that. I mean, they want us totally invalidated and marginalized.
They absolutely do. And I was involved in the Tea Party movement during the 8 years that Barack Obama was president of this country. We did have a few people in the Tea Party movement who would say they wanted to see him impeached. And I would just remind people, he's not going to be impeached. He was elected by the majority of Americans. He won the Electoral College. He is the president. We're not going to impeach him. We need to look at other options. We respected the fact that he won the election. We may not have liked it, but we at least respected our fellow Americans and the decision they made at the polls. We do not get that same respect from the Democrats. We're not getting that same respect from Speaker Pelosi right now.
Right. And that's what conservatives need to understand, that this is a battle. I mean, this really is becoming the second American Revolution. And those people who demand reason and conservative values and constitutional principles, we got to warrior up. And we've got to hold our ground here. We've got the truth of the Constitution. We've got the principles of these Constitution, a Constitution that has been longstanding. And we can have confidence in that. We cannot be shaken by the squad or somebody is so ignorant. I mean, like this current impeachment deal that's going around. I mean, it is amazing to me. You've got all this evidence about Joe Biden, even his own admission, and somehow the media twisted around and to hear some of these pundits talk about that, oh, it doesn't mean anything that he admitted to, doing the very thing that he's accusing Donald Trump. I mean, here it is, deja vu. We just went from Russia. Now we're doing the Ukrainian version of the Russian hoax now.
That is exactly right. I urge every single person, call your congressman and tell them, do not impeach Trump.
And do not sell out your minds and brains. Critical thinking is needed right now. It's okay to ask questions. Ask questions. Discover the answers. Do your research. We need a intellectual, activated citizenry. And to get involved, I want you to go to the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, tell them where they can go.
Go to TeaPartyPatriots.org. Again, TeaPartyPatriots.org, and click on our weekly call to action.
She's the co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your soul.
Winston Churchill says that we should never, 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 never give up, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the fight that we're in. And this is a chance for us to have our comeback. I mean, let's not get waylaid by all the aggression that is out there. Look, at this is a fight for constitutional principles. And you know what's going on. I mean, it's all centered around this vitriol towards a duly elected president. It's just that simple. And, you know, the good news is, it, you know, for those of us who are supporting this president on raw principles, I mean, you know, we've got somebody who's doing a job. I mean, doing a great job, better than what we've had previously. Look at what's going on. You know, we can talk about the jobs rate, talk about people having more money in their bank accounts, in their checkbooks. There's an increase in wages that are taking place. And don't buy into this lie that progressives want you to buy into that, those tax cuts only help the 1%. Look, there's been independent studies shown quite clearly that it is the 99% that did better off under these tax cuts. And if you want to give the keys back to the Democrats, well, you can say bye-bye to those tax cuts and get ready, because there will be tax increases. Even though Elizabeth Warren wants to avoid answering that question, the fact of the matter is the kind of government that they are talking about, the Democrats are talking about, is a very expensive government. It is beyond our capability. I really believe, ultimately, it's beyond our desire. Phil Haney is with us right now. He's a founding member, one of the founding members of the Department of Homeland Security, retired honorably on July 31st, 2015, with 15 years combined federal service, author of See Something, Say Something, a best-selling expose of the Obama administration's submission to the goals and policies of the Muslim Brotherhood. Phil Haney, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Hey, great to have you here. So what say you? I mean, I believe that we shouldn't be threatened that we find ourselves at a crossroads. I mean, at least now we know, in a sense, I want to say who the enemy is, and I say the enemy, the constitutional principles. I mean, the Democrats have made it clear they want a socialistic type of form of government. And they want a very expensive government, and with that comes, an increasing and I think overwhelming loss of liberties that most Americans cannot even get their brain around right now.
We live in a country that allows us to participate in the protection of our own liberties.
Mm-hmm.
How many countries can you think of that are like that around the world?
Try zero.
Yeah, that's an incredible reason for hope. It's just that we need to be able to see that, to recognize that that's the way the founding fathers set our country up. What an incredible opportunity and honor to be able to participate in the protection of our own liberties. And if we don't pay that price, then what price will we pay instead?
Right.
That's what you're asking, right?
Exactly. That's what it comes down to. That's the bottom line. It's what it comes down to, because here we are, $23 trillion in debt and counting. And that's kind of a subtotal. That's not the real total. I think total liabilities anywhere from, added up, $150, maybe $200 trillion. I've heard numbers, run the entire expanse here as you start hitting, the ad numeral symbol. It just keeps on, clicking away. I mean, this is a very expensive government, and the Democrats are saying, hey, look, we need more.
Yeah, they keep trying to seduce us with the same language over and over again. And, the Constitution is our strongest defense. It's stronger than any physical wall if we will just avail to it. It's like President Lincoln said that we must disenthrall ourselves, and then we shall save our country, the last best hope on earth.
Amen.
Everybody can participate. Everybody can put a point up on the scoreboard, at least the very minimum one, in other words, voting and participating. We have plenty of reason for hope. We have resources. We do need to be a lot smarter about how we spend money, which takes us to President Trump with the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to wait. That was really the underlying reason, in my opinion. He wanted to wait, not just keep throwing money down a rabbit hole.
Well, it would seem that wisdom, but again, I'm not the president. I don't know what all is in his mind and what's being reported. And sometimes, Twitter feeds leave more to more questions than answers. And the interpretation of the pundits is that he was trying to manipulate, waiting in such a way for a quid pro quo against Biden. We don't know that, but yet people are jumping to conclusions. Now, the president, thank God, is releasing, which is rather dangerous on one hand. I mean, and this is where, the Democrats have to be real careful what they're doing in terms of penetrating, the wall here between the legislative and the executive branch. We call it in the corporate context is piercing the veil, right? And they are setting up a precedent here that could very well come back and bite them. I mean, they've already gotten bitten before because of what Harry Reid did when he went nuclear. And, the Republicans, though they went nuclear in order to get Gorsuch and to get Kavanaugh confirmed as Supreme Court justices, they could have exercised that, that element even more so. Because of what Harry Reid did, but there has been restraint by, by the Republicans to not do that. But if it was the other way around, the Democrats, there'd be no hold barred. I mean, they've already proven themselves.
Well, you mentioned earlier I was one of the founding members of DHS, and that's relevant even till now, is because I happen to be placed inside of the heart of the federal government at one of the most significant turning points in our country's history, and saw this whole unfolding process of where we started days and weeks and months after 9/11 until gradually it began to drift away. And then I began to see the influences that started saturating into the process. My arena was law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And I saw how this abuse of authority and disregard for due process began to saturate into the law enforcement arena and make it very difficult to eventually impossible for us to do our job. And it just kept on. It was like smoke, in one of the movies where it drifts across the floor. and more people began to be affected by it. And the sad fact is, it's been so long since we actually seen a functioning checks and balances form of government that most people, even our age, haven't actually ever seen it work.
Exactly.
And
no, you bring up a good point. Phil, I tell you, you and I need to spend more time particularly talking about this topic, because this is a conundrum for many people, especially, you might say, in flyover country, the people that have been greatly ignored by this government for so long that Donald Trump gave place for, and they were the ones that brought him into office, because said, okay, finally we have somebody that at least seems to be listening, so let's give it a shot, as he told Black America, what have you got to lose? But the thing that confuses them is saying, look, here we are, we're attacked by radical Islamists on 9/11, and almost immediately we allow mosques to be built up. There's really no checks and balances. We set up enclaves like in Minneapolis, where we've got Somalis being cordoned off in an area. We got little Somalia there going on, and you go in and you talk to these young people, and they want to be in be back in Somalia. They don't want to be in America, and then you find out that this is one of the most target-rich areas for terrorism development in the country. And you go, what are we doing here? I mean, it was not that long ago that we were attacked, and we're like, all for the sake of political correctness, we've left ourselves so vulnerable. What is going on here, Phil?
Well, when I was active duty, I was at the National Targeting Center in Washington, and we had lots of acronyms, of course, and one of them was IDSO, Intelligence Driven Special Operation. And I worked on interviewing Somalis coming over, either just a visitor intending to immigrate. And Minneapolis-St. Paul's been a hot spot for a long time. People in law enforcement have known it. And it's just like planting seeds in the field.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen if you plant seeds in the field? They're going to grow.
Right.
It doesn't exactly take rocket science to put two and two together, but going back to our example about the unraveling of the checks and balances form of government, it got to the point where we weren't allowed to even ask questions having to do with our own national security. We were accused of racism and violation of civil rights and civil liberties and violation of their privacy rights before we even got to the point we could start putting pieces together to develop cases up to probable cause. So I've seen all of this, Brandon. I smell, the hint of it in the antics that are going on right now up on the Hill. I've seen this 100 times over. Very familiar. So, yeah, I think it would be great to talk some more about this, because this is the time we live in. And there is hope, as I said when I started. I'm very hopeful.
Well, I hate to bring it into a political focus here, but who's going to do it? The Democrats or the Republicans? Or, even set aside a lot of the Republicans. I mean, let's just narrow it in. I think Donald Trump's the guy, because he is not beholden to all these other interests. And he talks America first. He talks about America's security. He's actually doing something about it and building a wall, for gosh sakes, after all these years and all these presidents that have promised to do such. But again, Phil, I look forward to this conversation and keeping this going between us. And you're welcome back, and we'll have you back soon, okay?
Yes, thank you very much, Brandon.
Thank you. Bill Haney, I'm Bill Martinez.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you